Ladies and gentlemen, as we begin this, the 31st national meeting of the Philadelphia Society, which our intrepid leader, Don Lipset, advises me, has a larger number of members present than any prior national meeting. I would like to make a proposal that's not in my written directives from Commodore Lipset, and that is that as we begin this meeting, we all reflect on the life and the passing exactly 1 year ago of one of the giants, the giant, really, of the intellectual conservative movement of the 20th century. It was exactly a year ago that Russell Kirk passed from among us. Russell Kirk, of course, was for 20 years plus a member of this society. He chose not to become a charter member in 1964 for reasons that we'll let Bill Buckley, Ernest Vandenhaag, and his other early colleagues at National Review dissect vis-a-vis his relationship with Frank Meyer, who in fact was a founding member of the society. But when Russell, in fact, participated in some of those early meetings of the society. And, of course, we all knew him not only as a past president of this organization, but as one of the true intellectual inspirations of the entire American conservative movement. So I would say, not in memoriam, but rather in celebration, that it would be very appropriate, particularly in view of President Liggio's suggested theme for this meeting, which is the power of conservative ideas. So in celebration of Russell Kirk, I would ask that we all remember him as we participate in this weekend's meeting and that we dedicate this meeting to him. And I particularly want to recognize the lovely Annette Kirk, who is with us here tonight. Annette. Administrative announcements are always in order. Any late arrivals, Judge Boggs and others, who have not yet registered, have you registered? You paid? Okay. Oh, prepaid, all right. And if you have not registered, have not picked up your name tags, please do so immediately following the meeting. Tomorrow morning, the members' breakfast meeting is at 9 a.m. in ballrooms A and B, which are right here somewhere. If you're an early riser like Commodore Lipset, the breakfast actually begins at 8:30. This is the members' breakfast. It seems that it's become somewhat of an annual tradition that somewhere during the course of the members' breakfast, non-members are asked to please leave the members' breakfast. So if you're not a member, if you don't know if you're a member, please check the relevant lists outside. Now, we always have problems when it comes to recognizing people, but there are two young men who I think are particularly worthy of recognition. Last summer, Stan Evans National Journalism Center did some journalist training for two young men, Patrick Collins and Christopher Thacker. Then, with the cooperation of our old friends at ISI, the real founding fathers of the Philadelphia Society, Messrs. Collins and Thacker, came out with volume one, number one, of an ISI publication at Yale called Light and Truth, the $20 million deception. This was followed some months later by the spring issue entitled Bass Strikes Back. This in between, of course, was when the Wall Street Journal broke the news that Lee Bass of Texas was not a happy camper when it came to his $20 million on Western civilization at Yale, which these two intrepid Yale undergraduates had first revealed. Yale eventually gave the money back, and we are told by Mr. Fund of the Wall Street Journal, and of course this whole meeting is off the record, but we are told by Mr. Fund of the Wall Street Journal when he recently interviewed a senior Yale administrator that he had a very, very unkindly word to say about ISI, Light and Truth, and all associated with it. So, gentlemen, I commend you for your efforts. Now, the last announcement before I get into the introduction of our featured speaker is on behalf of Carl Zeebarth, who is the permanent social chairman, and Ken Cribb, who was the acting permanent social chairman, to announce that the Burton Gray Memorial Hospitality Suite, also known as Room 4090 or the Presidential Suite of the Sheraton Society Hill, will, beginning at 10 p.m., host the hospitality that is traditional at this hotel, hopefully not accompanied by the traditional fire alarm at about 01:30, which has been noted at this hotel in past years. Don assures us that that will not interrupt us tonight, however. Now, so those are the announcements. You know, as you know, I'm from Washington, and they say that the two biggest lies in the world are that, number one, the checks in the mail, number two, I'm from Washington, I'm here to help you. We have a mayor in Washington who is not unknown to most of you, I'm sure, for various escapades over the years, and I just want to give you his word of wisdom, actually uttered when he was an incumbent in his first term in 1987, direct quote: "If it weren't for the murders, our crime rate wouldn't be so bad at all." Now, that, in fact, is a direct quote from His Honor, the mayor. The wit and wisdom of Marion Barry. I'll leave it to Bob Schrodinger to tell you his latest Hillary and Bill joke, but he will probably rather do that in the hospitality suite. I will certainly not do it while I'm being recorded by the magic lip-sit machine up here. So it now comes on me to introduce a longtime member of this society for more than 15 years. Don Lipsit has reminded me that Antonio Martino is a great American, except he's not an American. But the fact is, Antonio Martino certainly is a kindred spirit to all of us in this room in terms of his defense, both as a distinguished scholar and more recently as a major political figure on the international scene, his defense of the free society. It was about last October that Margaret Thatcher, when visiting Prime Minister Václav Klaus in Prague, told him, as reported in various newspapers afterwards, "Now there are three of us, as we have Martino in Rome." Antonio, in fact, is not only a longtime member of this society, he is also a longtime member of the Mont Pelerin Society, having served as its president for 2 years, from 1986 to 1988. He studied at the University of Chicago in the economics department under Messrs. Friedman, Becker, Coase, and Stigler. Has a PhD from the University of Messina, is a former professor at the University of Rome, is currently a member of the Italian Parliament, and is waiting for the new Italian elections, at which point we assume he will come back either as foreign minister or in another senior position. It is our very great pleasure to welcome to this, the 31st annual meeting of the Philadelphia Society, Professor Antonio Martino. Antonio.